Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
All guests on 97 to the Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Had a fun NFL game last night. It was fun for everybody, but maybe the officials last night. I mean, they were throwing a flag every, like, 30 seconds. You know what's not great, Frank, was when you're watching Thursday Night Football and Al Michaels is complaining about the flags.
Yeah, no, that's not usually a good idea.
He usually does. Well, he does it all the time, but he does it from a sense of, oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. Why are we slowing down the game as much as we are for all these flags? So last night in the NFL, Richard Sherman on the on the post game, it was so funny. He basically, there's some highlights of George Pickens, and he ain't running very hard, it looks like on tape. And so he calls out George Pickens for costing his team. I mean, he was ruthless with what he had to say in the post game. And I got to see if this is legit or not. I saw a response from George Pickens today on Instagram. And I think this is George Pickens. He posted on his story today.
Mm-hmm.
Just a phenomenal breakdown. He has since maybe deleted it. It's just so funny. Just the responses back from some of these, from some of the receivers. He was just like, I expect more from somebody that played in the league. That's a nice way of saying it. But a big weekend in the National Football Week, in the National Football League this weekend. Detroit with a win over the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys could not stop the run at all early in the contest.
Jahmyr Gibbs was having a day, and once they started to bottle it up in between the tackles on the perimeter, Dallas Cowboys could not stop anything. And every time the Cowboys scored to pull within one score, either to pull within a field goal or pull within 8 points, the Lions would score in like three plays, really off of the big runs off the kick return. Their kick return team was great. And so the Cowboys lose the Lions 44-30. That was our Thursday night game, but we got a lot of great games to talk about as we get to today's NFL whip around.
As I work through
bold predictions.
That's the thing.
As noted every single time, the bold predictions are written by, I think it's Matt Walder on here.
I think there's a couple people.
Walder does all the bold predictions. I just got Seth Walder. He's the analytics writer for ESPN. He makes the bold predictions. That's why you get the nerd ones every once in a while.
Yep.
So, as we go through the list, Seth Walder will have his bold prediction. We'll buy or sell said bold predictions to get you ready for the NFL weekend. Let's start with Seattle and Atlanta, Frank.
The 9-3 Seattle Seahawks taking on the 4-8 Atlanta Falcons. Seahawks favored by 7 on the road in this game.
I'll take Seattle in this game. Every time I keep waiting for Atlanta's team to be the Bijan Robinson team, they are not. And even though Kirk Cousins has run a clean operation for the most part since taking over for Michael Penix Jr., keeping the Falcons in the last two games with a chance to win late, it's still they lost to the Jets last week. It just seems like it's the beginning of the end for maybe that staff over there in Atlanta. Start over again, I guess. Adam has more to talk about when it comes to the Falcons, but I'll take the Seahawks.
Speaking of Bijan Robinson, Falcons running back Bijan Robinson will record at least 7 receptions.
Well, Seth Walder talks about how the Seahawks defense allows targets to running backs 21% of the time, second highest rate in the league. And with Seattle's defense being so stout against the run, Falcons surely will look to get Robinson the ball in other ways. I believe that. I'll buy it. Bijan Robinson is like the only major factor that the Falcons really have this season, the only lone bright spot. And if the Seahawks stuff the run, you got to give your playmakers the ball in some capacity. They're going to be giving him the ball in certain ways. I think he will get at least 7 receptions on Sunday.
The 4-8 Cincinnati Bengals are in Buffalo to take on the Bills. Bills favored by 5.5. This could be a huge telltale game for Cincinnati and what the rest of their season is going to look like.
I think Cincinnati can win this game. In fact, like Buffalo's been okay. They haven't been phenomenal. I know they ran into a good Texans defense, but I think Cincinnati's going to get them. I'm going to take the Bengals plus 5.5. They're just so much different with Joe Burrow. Now, can they keep Joe Burrow afloat and keep him upright? That's going to be an interesting conversation, but I think Cincinnati might shock some people and beat Buffalo on Sunday.
If Cincinnati wins this game, I can see them winning the AFC North.
They win this game, they will win the AFC North.
I would agree with that.
Because they're going to beat the Ravens at home.
I would agree with that 100%. The Bills will post a pass block win rate of over 85%.
Nerd! Bills have the highest pass block win rate in the NFL, but the Bengals have the third worst pass rush win rate in the NFL. Sure. Sounds good. Stats to know, Chase Brown has a franchise record 6 straight games with 100-plus scrimmage yards. The only players with a longer streak in the past 5 seasons are the 49ers' Christian McCaffrey and the Colts' Jonathan Taylor. McCaffrey in 2023, Taylor in 2021. That's by ESPN Stat and Research on that one. The thing is this game, there's a lot at stake for this game. We talked about Cincinnati. Cincinnati and Buffalo are facing different battles in the playoff push. The Bills have a 90% chance of making the playoffs according to ESPN analytics, and that goes up to 96% chance with a win and down to 79% chance with a loss. Meanwhile, the Bengals have a 7% chance to make the playoffs according to ESPN analytics. That doubles with a win and goes down to 3% with a loss. I think the Bengals win on Sunday.
Their season hangs on this game. They're going to throw everything they have at it. I believe they can win this game, too. The 1-11 Tennessee Titans take on the 3-9 Cleveland Browns. Browns favored by 4.5 in this game.
What's at stake in this game, Frank? I love ESPN Staten Research.
The first overall pick.
No. The Titans... Well, the Titans are eliminated from playoff contention, and the Browns are at the bottom of the AFC North standings. So this game is all about, yeah, draft picks. The Titans have a 48% chance the number one overall pick, according to ESPN Analytics. That goes up to 67% with a loss and down to 28% with a win. Browns currently have an 8% chance for the top pick, according to ESPN Analytics. It's a tough game. This is a tough draft battle right here. I can see the Titans winning this game just because they can't do anything right. But I'll take the Browns minus 4.5. They've played a lot better this season than the Titans have. And let's see. Hey, Shador, man, just give him a couple weeks. Right, Frank?
Yeah, exactly.
Just give him a couple weeks. He'll be good to go. Titans are 1-13-1 against the spread this year. Or, sorry, against the spread since December, since 2022. It's the worst in the NFL. I'll take the Browns.
Bold prediction: the Browns will hold hold Titans running back Tony Pollard to under 30 yes. rushing yards.
Yeah, the Titans don't have much of a run game with Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears.
Next up, then, the 3-9 Washington Commanders taking on the 4-8 Minnesota Vikings. Vikings favored by 1.5 at home.
That started at 2.5. I'm going to take the Commanders. They look better. I mean, they really gave Denver a run for their money. And it sounds like, is Jaden Daniels cleared? Is he playing?
I believe he is cleared.
I want to say he is. I'm going to look it up real quick. But it sounds like Jaden Daniels is cleared to return. He's back. So I thought they did fairly well with Marcus Mariota on Sunday Night Football. I'm gonna take Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. I think they beat Minnesota. Minnesota looked awful last week. Awful. I mean, they might have J.J. McCarthy back. He's coming back out of the lineup after concussion kept him out last week, but their quarterback play was bad. They got shut out by Seattle. I'll take Washington.
Commanders kicker Jake Moody will miss an extra point. This just feels rude.
Moody's been perfect on extra points.
You're predicting a guy to miss an extra point? Come on.
How about this? This is some nerd stuff right here. Moody has been perfect on extra points, but he has a minus 8% field goal percentage over expectation. Third worst among kickers with at least 10 field goal attempts. Seth Walder is grasping at straws for the bold predictions. I'm going to buy it, though, because Jake Moody has been completely underwhelming as a kicker ever since Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit talked about how perfect he was in the Fiesta Bowl against TCU. And then, like, he got drafted high by the Niners and got cut by the Niners because he was so bad. He's bounced around. Now with the Commanders, I could see him missing a PAT. Where's this game again?
It's indoors, though. It's indoors, yeah.
God, he misses a PAT indoors. He must really... I'll buy it, though, just for chaos.
They must really hate him. 5-7 Miami Dolphins versus...
Did Seth Walder go to Ohio State?
I don't know. Miami Dolphins versus the 3-9 New York Jets. Jets 2.5-point home dogs.
Stat to know by ESPN Staten Research. The Dolphins have lost 7 straight games, including the playoffs, in sub-45-degree temperatures at kickoff, with their last win in those conditions on December 19, 2019 in New England. I'll take the Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets.
Dolphins defensive end Chop Robinson will be held without a pass rush win.
Sure.
Cool.
Thanks, Seth.
The 2-10 New Orleans Saints taking on the 7-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bucks favored by 8.5 at home.
I'll take Tampa. That's a good... did you hear Eddie yesterday? He talked about it as a good quarterback matchup for New Orleans starting quarterback because the Bucks can't stop anybody. I still think the Bucks win. New Orleans might be one of the worst teams I've ever seen. And they've won 2 games. I'll take Tampa.
Bucks cornerback Jamel Dean will record a pick.
Yes, I think the Saints are going to be throwing a lot. Well, and Slo's going to throw multiple picks.
8-4 Indianapolis Colts taking on the 8-4 Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags 1.5-point dogs at home. Just like I said with the Cincinnati game, this could be a game where if the Colts win, they might be a for real team.
The winner will have at least a 60% chance to win the division, while the loser will drop to under 20%. That's what's at stake. I got Jacksonville at home. They're going to have to ride Jonathan Taylor a lot in this game. And I just don't think Daniel Jones will be able to put up a 300 plus passing yard day.
So that
in order to make it happen.
So you're selling that.
I will sell that.
Got it.
I know the Jags defense isn't very good. I think you got Daniel Jones early. He was hot. He hasn't been as hot in recent weeks. The Colts haven't played as well in recent weeks. Jags have done pretty decent. I'm taking Jacksonville in this one at home, and I think they overtake the Colts for first place in the AFC South.
The 6-6 Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the 6-6 Baltimore Ravens. Ravens favored by 5.5.
I'll take Baltimore in this one for sure. This one's interesting, too. Like, the winner will be the first place in the AFC North. According to ESPN Analytics, the Ravens enter with a 60% chance to win the division, which would increase to 75% with a win or fall to 30% with a loss. The Steelers enter with a 33% chance to win the division, which increases to 63% with a win and falls to 18% with a loss. And the game's in Baltimore. Quote the Raven to Pittsburgh, nevermore. I'm taking the Ravens.
Steelers slot corner Brandon Echols will allow at least 5 receptions.
5 receptions for, well, allow 5. Yeah, I'll buy it.
10-2.
The Denver Broncos.
Against the 2-10 Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders 7.5 point dogs at home.
I'm taking Denver. Denver's, the Raiders suck. Have the Raiders played the Saints yet? Do they get to play the Saints?
I don't know.
I'd love to see. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see a playoff for the number one pick. That's what I would love to see.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That'd be fun.
Broncos left tackle Garrett Bowles will record a 100% pass block rate win.
Sure.
Got it.
I mean, he's going against Max Crosby, but the Raiders are so bad. I just saw this graphic the other day. I thought it was hilarious. I got to pull it up for you because it's so funny. It's a Raiders helmet, and it says, if you don't support us when we go 2-15 this year,
I saw that, yeah.
Don't think about jumping on the bandwagon. We go 3-14 next year.
Saw that.
They're so bad.
This game, I mentioned it yesterday. I'm very surprised that this is going to be in 2 of 3 weeks, but it'll be the 9-3 team that is known as
the Bears.
The Bears.
Taking on the 8-3-1 Green Bay Packers. Pack 6.5 point favorites at home.
I'm taking the Pack. How about Ben Johnson this week talking about, and he didn't mince words. He said the Bears are winning games in spite of our passing game, not because of it. Oh, that's really endearing to Caleb Williams, huh?
Yeah, well, you know.
But he clarified he isn't dissatisfied with the play of Caleb Williams. Nice, buddy. Quarterback was off target on 27% of his passes Sunday against the Eagles, which Johnson attributed to factors such as the wind, ball placement, and route depth, and had a 47% completion rate.
When we're complaining that the receivers are going too deep, we might have a problem.
Here's what Ben Johnson had to say. I know what the stats say. Throw those out the window. He's doing a really good job managing the game. That's step number one for the quarterback, and he's going to continue to get better. So he's a game manager.
He just admitted
that his starting quarterback's a game manager and the passing game sucks.
The Packers will hold the Bears to a 38% success rate on the ground.
I think they're going to win this game, which means they got to stop the run because the Bears can actually run the ball. And so I will buy that.
The 9-3 Los Angeles Rams taking on the 3-9 Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals
Rams.
8. Cool.
Cardinals suck.
The Cardinals
suck.
Will not have a positive EPA sweep run all game.
Nerd!
Seth Walder with his bold predictions. I will buy the bold prediction from Seth. I want to go back to the Bears and Packers. What's at stake? Teams are going to play each other twice in 3 weeks.
Yes.
They'll play again in 2 weeks. So, yeah, twice in 3 weeks. With a win, the Bears could have a 64% chance to win the NFC North, but that would fall to 22% chance with a loss, according to ESPN Analytics. Meanwhile, the Packers have a 71% chance to win the NFC North with a win, and that drops to 27% with a loss. There's a lot of games that have the divisions on the line this weekend,
yes,
which is going to be fun, and a lot more fun than it was last weekend.
Sunday Night Football. I don't understand how they didn't flex this one. The 7-5 Houston Texans against the 6-6 Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 3.5.
That's not a bad game, though, Frank. Those are two teams battling for a playoff spot.
There are better games.
That's a good game, though. That's not a bad game. That's not a bad. You flex bad games for good games. You don't flex good games for better games.
You could have flexed the Bears, Packers. That would have drawn so much. Bears,
yeah,
Packers fighting for first
Fox,
place.
That's probably North. Fox's big game. You can't flex that game. Fox is going to allow that. NBC only has certain games that they can flex to. Like, you can't flex that game because that's going to be Fox's main game. So you can't flex that one. You'd have to find it, and then you can't flex the main CBS game. So that's not a bad game for NBC. I like this game. I think it's going to be good. I think the Texans are going to win. Texans defense is good.
Texans will be held to under 50 yards after the catch,
which would be their lowest mark of the season. I'm selling it because I think the Texans win. I know the game's in Kansas City. If they win, it'll be penalty aided, but Texans got a good defense.
All right, last one. Monday Night Football.
What's at stake? Chiefs and Texans rank among the top five teams with the most to gain or lose this week. With the win, the Chiefs will have a 55% chance to make the playoffs. If they lose, it drops to 12%. Texans would have a 77% chance of making the playoffs with a win. They fall to 37% with a loss. This is a must-win game for Kansas City.
Yes,
on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Monday Night Football.
I didn't put the thing in. I didn't have it ready to go. The 8-4, I did have this one ready to go.
ELGFES Eagles!
Taking on the 8-4 Los Angeles Chargers. Eagles favored by 2.5 on the road in Los Angeles.
I got the Chargers in this one. I know Justin Herbert's going to be banged up. I know with his left hand,
yes,
after having surgery. They're playing better than the Eagles are. Chargers can run the football. Eagles have allowed 898 total yards over their past two games. They're second most allowed over a two-game span with head coach Nick Sirianni. They're not playing good football. I think the Chargers are going to beat the Eagles.
Chargers cornerback Cam Hart will allow at least 5 receptions in coverage.
Sure. Late in the game when the Chargers are up.
And that's our NFL whip around for week 14.
Yeah, it is. When we come back, we'll take a look at a couple more things from the winter meetings preview that Jeff Passan and Buster Olney talked about. Surprise teams that are going to make a lot of noise. We'll talk about that and what the international market looks like for teams coming up in the winter meetings. When we come back on the Braden Sabrenet Show, San Diego Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I I got this debate going on with college football, my friends. I saw this thing. So Adam sent me this thing. We have a couple of minutes here. Adam sent me this thing about like a player in the SEC, Caleb Downs. He talks about like the perspective of playing in the Big Ten versus playing in the SEC because he's done both. And he plays at Ohio State. And he goes, in the SEC, you're playing dudes every week. You have to prepare your body, your mind every week. In the Big Ten, you're going to have 4 or 5 games maybe where you're going to have to play high-level competition. It's 100% true. The Big Ten's got like one elite team and everybody else. There's like a couple teams that are good, Indiana, Oregon. You have solid teams in USC, Michigan, and Iowa. That's it. You got 6 solid teams, maybe one elite team. And that one elite team of Ohio State, you don't even know if they're that good because of the schedule they play. He goes on to say, my buddy goes like, well, I wonder what they'd say about the Big 12. Yo, dude, the Big 12's at least got teams that are solid. Texas Tech is an elite team in the Big 12. We're about to find out. BYU is good. Utah's good. Arizona, Houston are good. And the bottom is not awful. You have Colorado and Oklahoma State, terrible. West Virginia, terrible. UCF, terrible. That's 4 teams. And then everybody else is a solid team. The Big Ten Conference is just top-heavy with just Ohio State and Oregon. And sometimes it's Indiana and sometimes it's Penn State. Just because you have more fans doesn't mean you have better teams. I agree with the SEC statement. The SEC's got, they got good teams. They got really good teams. And they got solid teams that you got to deal with on the road. But like the Big Ten, like just because the Big Ten has more fans doesn't make them a better conference than anybody else. They're propped up by about 3 schools. And then everybody else is just like, I mean, are you kidding me? I've watched UCLA play football this year. They are awful. Northwestern? Nebraska?
You have not
We're talking
lived.
About Minnesota and Rutgers. We're talking about Wisconsin.
You have not lived until you have seen the turnout for a Minnesota-Purdue game.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Between the Golden Gophers and the Purdue's?
It is wild, okay? I don't need to hear any of that nonsense from you.
His bit of being the corporate Georgia, Big Ten guy.
Georgia-Tennessee can shove. It is when Minnesota plays Purdue, it is the biggest thing going on in the
break.
Country.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
No, I can't.
You can't even do it. You can't even say that with a straight face. There are elite teams in the Big 12. Texas Tech spent $40 million on the roster. They're elite.
Allegedly.
Right. And here comes, you know what he's doing? He's doing the whole SEC hypothetical wins thing. Oh, Rutgers would finish in the top 3 in the Big 12. Give me a break, dog. Give me a break. All right, I wanted to get to a couple of things here with this last kind of winter meeting preview from Jeff Passan and Buster Olney. We've talked about it a lot today. They give some surprise teams to watch. This is a surprise. I don't think they're actually going to add payroll. I think they're going to threaten to add payroll, but I don't think they're going to actually add payroll. They said the Pirates, Marlins, A's, Orioles, and Angels are surprise teams to watch at the winter meetings. Do you think any of those teams add tons of money to their payroll?
What was the last team? Did you say the Orioles?
Orioles and the Angels. I could see the Orioles maybe doing it.
The Orioles already have. I mean, with some of the trades that they've made and some
they've
of the
already added
that they've
Ward
made,
and Helsley.
They've added payroll.
They're looking for a big piece, though. They're going to sign a big piece?
Oh, if you're looking
said
at a big piece,
adding $25 to $30 million in payroll.
I could see them adding a bunch of little pieces to get to that $25 to $30 million. I don't see them adding a Schwarber.
I'll clarify it for you. They said the Pirates, Marlins, and A's are all expected to add $25 to $30 million in payroll.
I'm talking specifically about the Orioles.
I know. Well, I'm getting there. Okay. I'm explaining it to you. And the Orioles are already added Helsley and Ward and are now looking for a, quote, big piece, likely pitching. So, Orioles signing a big piece, buy or sell. Pirates, Marlins, and A's expecting to add $25 to $30 million in payroll, buy or sell.
That's just a joke. Those three will not add payroll unless they're forced to.
I think they're just going to do it in the eyes of public opinion, and they're going to go, look what we almost did.
Yeah, exactly.
We tried.
The Orioles, I could see that. I mean, they went out and got Sagano last year. I can see them going and getting one of the NPB or KBO pitchers. I could definitely see Baltimore doing that. I don't see them spending on a big name that's out there already.
Big piece likely pitching. So that to me is like Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez. That's basically it.
I can see them.
Does Michael King count?
I would count Michael King in that, yes.
Depends on what his contract is.
I see them maybe not getting Imai, but I can see them getting one of the big name pitchers from the NPB or the KBO. I could definitely see that.
And speaking of the international market, well, what about it says the Angels are seeking more rotation help after acquiring Grayson Rodriguez and Alek Manoah. They're going to need more help than that. The Angels are an interesting case study.
That's help.
An organization that spends a ton of money and they just waste it all the time.
Hey, they're getting Rendon's contract off the books.
Calling all angels.
I can't.
They play that every game. They're calling on the Angels to spend some money.
The whole song.
It's the whole song. It's like 3.5 minutes every game.
The whole freaking song.
And just remember, they don't use a city name. They just go, "Your Angels." Because everybody in Anaheim hates that they're called L.A. That's why the Ducks have done so well of like being Orange County's team.
Yes.
And having the OC on the patch and like we're Orange County's team and the Angels, man. Names to look out for in the international market this week. Munetaka Murakami, huge power, big swing and miss concerns, defensive questions for him. And Tetsuya Imai, Japanese righty, who's linked to the Yankees, Mets, and Phillies. Which is interesting that ESPN reported that when MLB.com reported the West Coast teams.
Bristol, Connecticut, all over the country. Bristol,
Yankees, Mets, Phillies.
All over the country.
West Coast. And MLB.com was like Seattle and San Francisco and the Padres. Interesting stuff, nonetheless.
It's funny.
It is funny. When we come back, we'll get you a quick preview of the championship weekend for college football, and we need a contestant for a Midday Sports Standoff. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If you could take me down to some sports trivia, you would be qualified for a shot at our grand prize. Two tickets to New Kids on the Block in Las Vegas on June 26th, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Calling all blockheads, New Kids on the Block just announced 2026 dates for the right stuff. Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Don't miss all your favorite hits live in Vegas with New Kids on the Block, February to October of 2026. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll do that when we come back and get you a preview of the conference championship games on Saturday on the Brayton Soprenich Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get a quick preview of the conference championship weekend, Frank. Let's dive into some of these games. Cue the music. K Championship week may not have the same playoff stakes it used to, Frank, but you know what? Every title game this weekend has major storylines. A lot of big-time players, real chaos potential. We're going to tell you everything you need to know heading into each matchup. Perfect to set up a lot of your picks. Let's talk about... let's start with some of the games that are played today.
Seems like a logical place to start.
Conference USA is today, isn't it not?
Yes, it's the first game to kick off.
First game to kick off is Conference USA. It will be... Well, they kick off at the same time as the Sun Belt. Kennesaw State and Jacksonville State. This game will be played in Jacksonville, Alabama for the Conference USA Championship. Jacksonville State is... Or Kennesaw State's favored by 2.5. The total's 58.5. Jacksonville State is the one team in this league whose run game never fluctuates. They ran for 252 yards on 42 carries in the first meeting, and none of it was random. Kennesaw State's tackling and rush defense remain bottom tier, and nothing about their profile suggests they can hold up. Line actually opened up Jacksonville State by -1.5. Kennesaw State's now moved the needle. I think a lot of people have moved it because of the Cinderella story that they have been, Frank. I know you're rooting for Kennesaw State in this game.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to see Kennesaw State take the win, especially just in their second year as a D1 program. It's a huge jump for them. I'd love to see it.
I think Jacksonville State wins this game, though. I think the line's a little bit off. I think the line is like a Cowboys game where everybody, all the Cowboys fans vote for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But I like Jacksonville State in this game. They're very consistent. Physicality travels, even though they get to play at home. I'll take Jacksonville State in this one. 4 o'clock on CBS Sports Network.
Wait a second. We did our picks yesterday.
I know. I took that game.
I know. We all took all the games.
I'm telling you what I picked.
Okay. I was just saying.
I picked Jacksonville State yesterday.
I was just saying, we can't make different picks now.
I remember the picks I made. Okay. Jacksonville State bet +2.5 is huge. ESPN says take it. They also said take the Jacksonville State team total over 28.5. They're going to score at least 30 points. Sun Belt Championship, Frank.
Yes. We're going back and forth on this. Okay. Hold on. I got you. Sorry, I was working on trying to catch up. Sun Belt Championship is going to be between the Dukes of James Madison versus, why have I lost this game now? Where the heck is
James Madison and Troy?
It's James Madison and Troy. Right, I can't see it on the stupid thing here. It's the American.
You don't have it on that one. It's on the
I lost it.
The best bet. James Madison's favored by 22.5 in this game. Already took James Madison. This is expected to be a one-sided game. Yeah.
I took Troy based off of the monster spread. I think James Madison will win this game, but I think Troy is gonna win it.
Yeah, they're playing for style points, too, to try to get into the college football playoff. They got a top 10 rushing defense, top 20 in tackling. They got a good coverage unit. Troy's offense is 100% efficiency-based. They're not very explosive. They're also 8-4 this year. I mean, James Madison ran away with the Sun Belt, and I would imagine that they are going to destroy Troy this afternoon in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I won't spend too much time on that. American Championship game tonight's at 5 o'clock on ABC. Texas, North Texas and Tulane. Game will be in New Orleans at Yulman Stadium, where the Tulane Green Wave play. North Texas is favored by 2.5 in this one.
Yes, North Texas favored by 2.5. North Texas team total over is 34.5. This is a bet on the one unit that has been automatic, the North Texas offense, which leads the league in touchdowns, points per play, and yards per play. I believe that Tulane will be able to overcome how good that North Texas offense is. I think Tulane will be just fine. It's going to be close, but I'm going to take Tulane.
North Texas's offense, high power, touchdowns, yes. Points per play, yards per play. How about this? North Texas's quarterback and Tulane's quarterback moved on, and they're playing in other conference championship games. They still found a way to get back to the conference championship in the American.
There you go.
UNLV Boise State. I picked the Broncos yesterday. I'm going to pick the Broncos again today. I think with what Boise State can do with Maddox Madsen being back, is very difficult for UNLV to deal with. Vertical passing, they got explosive running backs. Boise State does. Yards after contact, really good for the offense for Boise State. Plus, UNLV's defensive metrics, Frank, are a disaster. 1/10th in run defense, 73rd in tackling, 64th in coverage. I know they went 10-2, but Boise State already beat UNLV once. I think they're going
to
do it again.
Yeah, but then UNLV, whenever they really had like a chance to play a good team like Hawaii, they fell apart. They were not good. They were a product of their schedule this year. It's why I took Boise State yesterday as well.
All right. That's today's games, right?
Yes.
Let's get to tomorrow's games. BYU-Texas Tech, I think, is going to be a doozy in the Big 12. Yeah, I said doozy twice today. But I think it's going to be a great game. It's the first game tomorrow. I think Texas Tech's probably going to win very soundly, but I think it's going to be thrilling early. It's the only sellout for a championship game. Texas Tech and BYU, they sold out Jerry's World in Arlington. Texas Tech's really good. They dominated the first game 29-7, and they could have been up 28-0 early. Baron Morton must stay clean in order for Texas Tech to capitalize on opportunities, and they need to capitalize on red zone chances. Can't settle for field goals. They're favored by 12.5 tomorrow, as the line has moved a little bit. But they're really good. And like we heard from the athletic director of Penn State, Pat Kraft, $40 million roster right there for Texas Tech, number 4 in the country. I think they march on to a first-round bye in the college football playoff.
If I remember correctly, I believe I said Texas Tech was going to win the game, but I was taking BYU to cover. BYU is, I think, a little bit better than what they're being given credit for, and I know this is pretty much going to be a home game for Texas Tech, but I believe that I do believe Texas Tech is going to win the game. I think BYU is going to make it a little bit more challenging for them than many people believe. After that, we have some action, I believe.
Yeah, BYU. I mean, they in terms of like BYU for them to try to win tomorrow, they got to start off fast. They can't start off slow. And the thing is they have to. They believe, and they have to continue the belief. And the longer that lasts in these like kind of underdog games, the more pressure gets put on Texas Tech.
Yes.
BYU wins. That gets multiple teams in for the Big 12.
Absolutely.
Something to monitor tomorrow for the Big 12 conference.
Same time as that game, it'll be the MAC championship. It'll be the Miami of Ohio taking on Western Michigan. Western Michigan favored by 2.5. I'm expecting Ohio to win. I believe I'm expecting Ohio to win this game, right? I guess. Did I say Ohio or Western Michigan? Yes.
I don't remember.
I think I might have said Ohio. I know you took Ohio yesterday. I have it written down.
Ohio. Yeah, Miami of Ohio has been more consistent this year than Western Michigan, even though they're 7-5. I'm taking Ohio in that game. SEC championship game. Not only is Lane Kiffin going to be there for the college game day before, they're also going to have... Oh, now I'm blanking on his name. He's the guy that does Inside the NBA.
Memories are hard.
Inside the NBA.
Ernie Johnson.
Ernie Johnson will be there. He's a Georgia alum. I think Georgia is going to overcome Alabama and their first loss to Alabama. Georgia can't afford to have another bad start. They had a rough start against Alabama last time. Alabama converted their first 9 third downs in the September meeting. Georgia needs to put pressure on Ty Simpson, who has struggled with accuracy lately. Gunnar Stockton must have a better game. Must be better than he was versus Georgia Tech, and he will likely need to run more without his center, Drew Bobo. Alabama could win because, well, if they stop the run, they'll be able to do that. But they had a tough time last time. Georgia gassed them for 227 yards on the ground in the first meeting. Offense needs a clean game from Simpson because the running back room is depleted. Ryan Williams has disappeared lately. Bama needs to get him back in a big way. If you're Alabama, you win, you're in. If you're Georgia, you're already in, but Kirby Smart really likes the SEC championship game. Plus, it's a home game for Georgia.
Yeah, being in Atlanta. I'll
take Georgia.
Yeah, I'm taking Georgia in this game, too. It's hard to win a game twice. It's really, really hard. Big Ten. Hi, Big Ten. Big Ten championship. One team is going to be undefeated. The other team is going to get their first loss of the year. Number 2, Indiana versus number 1, Ohio State. Ohio State favored by 5.5. Indiana's good. I give them a lot more credit this year than I did last year, because it felt like last year was just a fluke. But Indiana really has turned this program around, and I think it, if they really want to be considered as a mainstay on the national stage, beating Ohio State in this championship game is where to do it. So I'm taking Ohio State, but this is a really big opportunity for Indiana to prove that this is not just a two-year run.
Indiana, I'm going to see something out of Indiana in this game. I mean, we know that Indiana can beat a bunch of bad teams. And they get, you know what? They beat Oregon.
Yeah.
They beat Oregon on the road, which is like the first loss that Dan Lanning's had at home, I think, since being the head coach. I just feel like Indiana still needs that big game to win. I mean, they got trounced by Ohio State last year.
Mm-hmm.
If they go out there and get trounced by Ohio State again this year, it's hard to be like, all right, well, he wins, and except you just can't beat Ohio State. Ohio State seems to be that team, but at the same time, this Ohio State team is good. They're not as good as they were last year, and they haven't really been tested yet. And if you look at their schedule, they haven't been that tested. So maybe this will be the tester. But I think Ohio State's going to win against Indiana pretty soundly. I don't think it's going to be that close, but maybe it will be. I hope it is. I hope it is for Indiana's sake. Then I think Indiana needs to make this game close for them to be considered an elite college football team. They're really good, but
yeah,
I don't think they're at the
good.
Elite level yet.
The ACC championship game kicks off at the same time as the Big Ten championship game. Duke versus Virginia. I think Virginia's going to win.
Virginia is going to win.
I want Duke to win this game so bad. I am rooting so hard for Duke.
Duke's got a better quarterback. Virginia's got better linemen. Linemen usually weigh out. I mean, the last time these two teams played, Virginia just pushed Duke around. They held them to 42 rushing yards, and they sacked Darian Mensah four times. Duke needs balance. They've only won once all year without hitting 100 yards rushing, and if they can't move the ball on the ground against Virginia, it's going to be a blowout. Mensah with 3,450 yards, 28 touchdowns, four picks, elite quarterback when pressured, six touchdowns and only one pick. They need him to have a huge game. Virginia's already showed the formula to beat Duke. Dominate the trenches, run for 224 yards like they did, and attack Duke's beat-up secondary. Chandler Morris threw for 316 in the first meeting, but must avoid the turnovers that kept Duke alive. As somebody that's watched Chandler Morris quarterback their team, when he was at TCU, he's been at like four different schools. If he turns the ball over a couple of times, Duke's going to have a chance. Duke's got to be able to establish the run, though.
Yes.
If Duke can't move the ball on the ground, and you're going to see very early on if they can or not, Virginia's going to run away with it. But based on the way the ACC's been playing, I can see Duke just knocking the ACC out of the playoff completely. And then you would have James Madison and North Texas potentially in the college football playoff.
It would be so much fun.
Jake Waters brings up a good point. Whose home game is it in the Big Ten championship game? Ohio State sells out buildings, and they're not far away from Indiana. Or should I say Indianapolis, which is obviously in the home state of Indiana. Who do you think has more of a crowd on Saturday? I think it's Ohio State.
They usually try to split those games.
Well, that 50, does
50. I know it doesn't always work out that way, but that's usually
they
what
both
they
get
try
the same allotment
those.
Of tickets. But then there's a bunch that are open to the public, and Ohio State usually buys them.
Yeah, I would say Ohio State would.
Unless Ohio State fans are like, well, I'm only going to be able to travel to a couple of these things, and we know the playoffs coming.
Yeah, that or Indiana really shows out because it's their first time in a long time. To be able to go after a Big Ten championship, a conference championship, that's the other side of it too. Is I can very easily see Indiana's crowd showing out. Whoops.
Well, welcome to Midday Sports Stand.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not.
No, we're not doing.
No, we're not doing that. When we come back, it's the Biggest Fan at 1:15. We're giving away tickets to Zach Bryan, and when we come back, we got. Some problems more with college football. We also got some other things we want to talk about. We'll talk to Padres baseball as we reset at 1 o'clock. Drake Hills will join us at 1:35. San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97 to the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.